the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Joining us live from New Jersey is longtime Morning Air contributor Gary Zimick, inviting us to give up something not very common, giving up worry for Lent. Gary is the author of his best-selling book, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. He speaks frequently at parishes and conferences across our nation. You can sign up for his daily email reflections, see his speaking schedule, arrange to bring Gary to your parish by visiting his website, followingthetruth.com. Brother Gary, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a joy to be with you.
John, thanks for inviting me. You know, I always love coming on the program.
You know, we all have that need to trust more, to give up worry, to give up anxiety. And, you know, I'm sure that you personally have seen a lot of folks that have been touched by your book in your travels to parishes around the country.
I really have, John, and I think the really attractive thing about the book is typically for Lent, and, you know, for years I've struggled with Lent because I like comfort. It's never been easy for me to sacrifice. I think what makes this book so attractive to so many people is there's something in it for them. They think, well, I can give this thing up that Jesus tells us not to do. He tells us not to worry. It's a command, but I can give it up, and that's going to make me feel better, too. And I think that's one of the reasons that this Give Up Worry for Lent movement, and I call it a movement because it seems to grow each year, has taken off because people feel it's something they want to do. It benefits them. And it absolutely, I always tell people, it absolutely makes Jesus happy, because if we give up worry and turn to Jesus, that causes us to trust him, to choose to trust him, which is exactly what he wants. So it benefits us. And it benefits the Lord as well.
Can you explain the difference between worrying and anxiety?
I sure can, John, because there is an absolute difference. Well, first, fear. Worry originates from fear. Fear is the feeling, it's an emotion, that something bad is about to happen or that we are in danger. Now, anxiety, the way I've heard it defined, is sort of like fear on steroids. So it's like it's excessive fear, it's massive fear that you are in danger or something is about to happen. And that's a feeling. It's an emotion. The church calls it a passion. It's neither right nor wrong. It's just a feeling. Worry is a response to that feeling of fear. And essentially, worry causes us to choose to dwell on our problems and contemplate the future and how things might not turn out, and to essentially to ruminate on them, totally ignoring the fact that God wants to help us. So worry is a conscious response to fear, but oftentimes so many of us are so good at it. We've been worrying for so many years, it doesn't seem like a conscious decision, but in reality it is.
Your book, every single chapter is based on the Word of God. And in fact, in day 11, called the Feast Upon His Word, you actually focus on the importance of the Word of God. Can you share a little bit about that reminder of God's Word?
Yeah, and John, that's important. Throughout every one of my books, I have scripture interspersed, and that's the way I want it, because I want the readers to hear the Lord speak to them. And in this book, Give Up Worry for Lent, every daily reflection starts with Bible verse. The one you mentioned, day 11, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For many years, John, I did not appreciate the value of the Bible. I just didn't. But now I've learned that when I open the Bible, and this is according to the church says that when we open the Bible, God speaks to us. So for those of us who have sometimes said, well, God never speaks to me, he never talks to me, if we're reading the Bible, we can't really say that. He does speak to us through scripture. And I would say to anybody who struggles with that, look, the Bible is an intimidating book. It is not easy to just open the Bible and let God speak to you. For many of us struggle with that. So I would say, take it slowly. This book takes a verse at a time. Or, you know, the daily mass reading, someplace like that, and try to pick out one thing that the Lord's saying. And I believe that's a good way to start. He's going to speak to each one of us, no matter where our level is in terms of scripture knowledge, in some way.
In day 17, you call that chapter, Thank You, Lord. Can you share with us a little bit about how we need to focus on all the great things that the Lord has done, not only throughout the history of the world, but also personally, individually in our lives, and why it's important to not forget all the many blessings?
Yeah, because that gives us the hope for the future. In that particular day, the verse is Joel chapter 2, verse 21. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. You know, if you look at the story of the Israelites and you look throughout, particularly the Old Testament, you see them frequently, once they get their senses about them, you know, they tend to forget the Lord. But then eventually they'll remember, oh, wait, look at what the Lord has done. He's brought us out of slavery. He's taken care of us. We will worship him now, you know, and it kind of motivates them to go forward. And I think the same for us. If we are afraid of the future, we need to look back. We need to look back through Scripture to learn about God's character, that he's always faithful. He's always been faithful to his people. It's his people who haven't been faithful to him, and also in our own lives. Look at the fact that the mere fact that we are alive is telling us that God has gotten us through every one of our problems and provided for every one of our needs. And that motivates us to face today and to go forward, knowing that God's all loving and he never changes. Therefore, if he was there yesterday, he's going to be there tomorrow. So we have to look back to motivate us to move forward.
Absolutely. Monique is joining us from the Windy City from Chicago. Good morning, Monique. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Gary Zimek.
Thank you very much for having me. I have a very deep belief in God simply because of things that have happened to me recently. And when we talk about having faith, about 4 weeks ago, I was just told that I have very severe arthritis in my back, which really crippled my walking. I am still working. And then on February 19th, my handbag was stolen, all the credit cards, all my identification, and everything else. It's been a nightmare trying to put this back together. They took over $3,000 away from me. However, my faith in God, and I know for a fact that God has guided me because he has allowed me to know what direction to go in and how to get there. And I wholeheartedly trust that when I listen to what God tells me, I don't have any problems.
God bless you, Monique. Gary?
Wow.
What a call.
What a great witness. Well, Monique, thank you for sharing that. John, that's what it's all about. There's a case in point. You know that God, the more you know him, the more you read his word, the more you follow him, the better things work out. Doesn't mean you don't have to suffer, but in the end, he's going to take care of you. He's going to get you through whatever it is that you're facing.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Monique. Can you share with us a little bit about Philippians 4:13? You know, we hear about it. I've seen baseball players even write it on their shoelaces or on their baseball shoes. Why is this verse so misunderstood?
Yeah, and it's such a powerful verse. John, this is the story of my life. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. It sounds great, doesn't it? I can do all things, but we have to understand, we have to look at this in context. We can do all things that God wants us to do. I'm not an athlete. I can't be an athlete. There are things in life that I can't do, but anything that God, any situation that he puts me in, or anything that he asks me to do, I can absolutely do it with his help. That's the key. If he will help me, he'll always help me. But if I'll turn to him for help, I'll be able to handle whatever situation that I can face. And you talk about something that's going to take away your anxiety. That verse is, because we know that if this is happening to me, if God's allowing this to happen to me, I can handle it. Lord, please help me.
And of course, it's based on God's will. Yes, we can do all things through our Lord Jesus, who gives us that strength, but provided that it coincides with God's will. We can't just, you know, snap our fingers and expect the Lord to help us do just anything, whatever, you know, right, willy-nilly that we want to do.
Right, exactly. And I look at it, you know, it's my story. I'm in the third of five parish missions. I'm in Wyoming right now. I'm tired, and there's times when I think, oh, am I going to get through all of these? But then I remember, Lord, this is your will. This is what you wanted me to do. You set these up. You're bringing me to places that I would have never gone otherwise. we can do this, Lord. You're going to do most of the work. I'll just be your mouthpiece. I'll get up there, and together we can get through it. And I want to say that to anybody who's really struggling today, maybe with a medical diagnosis, maybe financial difficulties. If the Lord is allowing you to be in a particular situation, he's going to help you to get through it. Just turn to him. Don't ever lose hope. That's the key. This is all about hope, John. Hope in the Lord.
It's still not too late to try to make that decision to give up worry and to give it to the Lord. Put it in the Lord's hands.
Exactly. It is never too late with the Lord. And for inspiration, I look at the good thief on the cross with Jesus. You know, it wasn't even too late for him. It is never too late for the Lord. So if you're still looking for something to do for Lent, now would be a good time to say, let me give up worry. Let me listen to the words of Jesus and give up worry for Lent. But don't ever think it's too late. With the Lord, it is not.
Well, Gary, I love your book, and I know you're not paying me to say this, but our good friend Marge Fenelon, right on the cover of your book, she wrote one of the most important Lenten books you'll ever read. And I agree. Thank you, Marge. And thank you, Gary. How can our listeners get a copy of your book?
John, it's available all over the place online, but I think the easiest thing is to go right to my website, followingthetruth.com.
It is absolutely awesome. I so much recommend it, and I can't begin to even put into words how much it's been helping me every day, just spending a few moments meditating on God's Word and meditating on your take on God's Word chapter by chapter. I appreciate it so much, Gary. Thanks, as always, for being with us.
John, I appreciate your kind words, and as always, I appreciate being on with you. Have a great remainder of Lent, and if I don't talk to you, have a blessed Easter as well.
Thanks again. Gary Zimek, longtime Morning Air contributor and the best-selling author of Give Up Worry for Lent. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.